This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel-sized area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high-efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
The weather forecasters are pointing to heat for the long holiday weekend. Invited into her weather office yesterday along Chicago State Street to talk about farm crops and weather, I heard WLS-TV forecaster Tracy Butler sharing her outlook of a hot Memorial Day weekend. And you know as well as I do that the newscasters at her station, along with all the others, come Tuesday, will be telling us of the brutal weekend it was in Chicago. Because as we've seen on so many sizzling weekends, as the temperatures climb in this city, so do the killings. The Mount Rushmore National Memorial is getting a $14 million upgrade, though those carved heads of the U.S. presidents will not be touched. The Chief of Interpretation and Education at Mount Rushmore, Maureen McGee Ballinger, told the Rapid City Journal newspaper the construction is mostly overdue maintenance work. The latest change, funded by the $14 million congressional appropriation, will be a streamlined avenue of flags. The flags will be placed onto concrete structures along the walkway's sides so people in wheelchairs can more easily access the plaques memorializing the states. Ms. McGee Ballinger told the newspaper, "Everyone will be able to see their states." She said, "People are very passionate about those flags." Oh, speaking of passion about flags, I was a little bit surprised by the enthusiastic offering I received the other day when I asked farmers who follow my Twitter account to show me their flags. I said I'd like to share photos of on-farm flags on our television show this weekend, This Week in Agribusiness. Well, I got more photos than I could use. Flags on barns, flags in farm shops, flags on grain legs, flags on irrigation center pivots. You can see a few of those flags on our television show this weekend. Indicative, indeed, of the unabashed patriotism and the love of country that farmers have. They are so close to the land. Oh, and let me point out, I even received one on-farm flag shot from Europe, from a farmer who has Old Glory hanging in his backyard next to his farm shop. As you drive the roads this weekend, do so with care looking over there, but look for those flags. That's the Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.